Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. I am Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
Today, it's our second day having a look at this wonderful Japanese holiday of Children's Day.
Right. So, on Children's Day, they hang up these flags that look like a fish.
Mm-hmm.
Or in Japanese, they call it a koi fish.
Mm.
And then, supposedly, the koi fish, or these flags, represent the number of boys in each family.
Interesting. Okay. We also learned that it started off as Boys' Day, but now it's just called Children's Day. So it's for boys and girls, and Brendan was learning about all of this stuff from his friend Patricia. Mm. She was carrying a lot of Children's Day decorations, and he was wondering what it was and what it was all for, so she was teaching him about Children's Day. And I think we're going to be learning more about it today, so
right. Why
don't we check out our dialogue?
All right.
Fun day for children!
I'm all done. It turned out really nice.
I agree. Thanks for helping out.
So, when does Japan's Children's Day take place?
In the past, it depended on the lunar calendar. But now, it happens on May 5th every year.
What are some customs people follow during this holiday?
Families take a bath sprinkled with iris leaves.
What does that do?
Supposedly, it gives you a healthy body and gets rid of evil spirits.
Now I understand the importance of this holiday.
Yeah, it's a way to celebrate and appreciate life.
Custom. Custom. A custom of Chinese New Year is giving red envelopes. A custom of Chinese New Year is giving red envelopes. Healthy. Healthy. Eating more fruits and vegetables is one way to be healthy. Eating more fruits and vegetables is one way to be healthy. Importance. Importance. William Shakespeare's plays are of great importance to modern English. William Shakespeare's plays are of great importance to modern English. Appreciate. Appreciate. Appreciate, appreciated, appreciated. I bought my mom flowers to show how much I appreciate her. I bought my mom flowers to show how much I appreciate her.
Hi everyone, welcome back. And let's take a look at our article today. Brendan says, I'm all done. It turned out really nice. All right, so here we say turn out means that the end of a final result of something. So he was probably making these flags, and after he's done, he says, hey, look at this. It turned out, or it looks really nice in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So like say if you're cooking and you make dinner, and it could turn out to taste really good. So let's also take a look at our 英文快译通.
Hello,
大家好，我是 Polly。大家都知道 turn 当动词是转动的意思，不过 turn out really nice 跟转动有关系吗？我们赶快来学一学。其实 turn out 跟转动完全没有关系哦。Turn out 这个片语是指最后如何、结果怎么样的意思。课文对话里呢 ,Brandon 对于自己完成的作品他说 It turned out really nice. It turned out really nice. 就是指他最后做出来的东西成品很棒。不过呢这边要稍微解释一下 ,turn out 是动词片语。大家都知道修饰动词一定要用副词。 所以的确一般的情况下呢 turn out 后面是要接副词的。不过呢有时候在口语里面 turn out 后面也可以直接接形容词来形容那一样东西，所以我们在文章里面才会看到他直接说 It turned out really nice. Nice 在这边是形容词。好，不过还是要记得一般来讲 turn out 后面是要接副词的。我们来造个句子，如果要鼓励别人事情一定会好转，就可以说 Things will turn out well. Things will turn out well. Turn out 后面接副词 well. 所以如果结果是不好的呢，就可以用badly 这个副词来修饰 B-A-D-L-Y. For example, the cake he made turned out badly. The cake he made turned out badly. 他的蛋糕最后做出来很糟。好，那除了直接接形容词或副词之外，还有其他的表达方式。For example, the movie turned out to be really touching. The movie turned out to be really touching. Turn out to be 就是结果如何。而且通常这样用呢，有和你原本想的不一样的意味。可能你原本对这个电影期待不高，不过结果竟然还蛮感人的，就可以这样用。The movie turned out to be really touching. 再来介绍 turn out 的最后一个用法，它后面可以直接接一个完整的句子。例如 It turns out that I am right. It turns out that I'm right. 结果证明我是对的。我们看到句型用 It turns out that 或者过去式 It turned out that 后面再加句子，非常简单好用。记得通常用 turn out 呢，是因为结果和你原先预期的不太一样，可能原本呢别人都以为你是错的，但最后事实证明你是对的，你就可以理直气壮地说 It turns out that I am right. 再举一个例子，如果你原先以为派对是在星期六，但后来发现是在星期天，就可以也可以用这个句型说 It turns out that the party is on Saturday, not Sunday. It turns out that the party is on Saturday, not Sunday. English turns out to be quite interesting to learn, don't you think? I'll see you guys next time. Bye!
All right, and Patricia says, I agree. She thinks it also, she also thinks, I should say, it turned out really nice. And then, of course, she says, thanks for helping out. Because you'll remember yesterday, Brendan offered to lend a hand, right? That's to help someone do something. So once it's all done, Patricia does the nice thing and says, thanks for helping out. She could also say, thanks for lending a hand.
Right.
She could use the same expression that Brendan used yesterday to help out, to lend a hand. They're both perfectly fine.
Right. So next, Brendan says, so when does Japan's Children's Day take place?
Oh.
So here we say take place, it means to happen.
Mm.
So this sentence means, when does Children's Day happen? Okay, we can also use this to name a place. You can also say the Songkran Festival takes place in Thailand.
Mm.
Do you know what festival this is?
Is that the water festival?
Yeah.
Where everyone throws water on everyone else?
Right.
So it takes place in Thailand. Mm-hmm. When does it take place?
I think it takes place in April. I'm not sure of the exact dates, but then for them, their Songkran Festival is like a New Year.
I see. Okay. I always thought that festival should take place in August when people are the most hot.
Right. In the very hottest month of the summer.
Because then you'd like people to throw water on you. April would be good too, but August would be even better.
It would be perfect.
So we can say when does it take place, meaning the time, or where does it take place, meaning where should I go? Where do I have to go? The location. So we can use that expression to take place in several different ways.
Right.
All right, so Patricia says, in the past, we're talking about right when it takes place. She says, in the past, it depended on the lunar calendar. Everyone here, of course, knows the lunar calendar. That's the way we decide a lot of our holidays in Taiwan. Things like tomb sweeping, Chinese New Year, things like that. The moon festival holiday, of course, at the end of the summer. So it changes a little bit on the calendar. But now, she tells us, it happens on May 5th every year. So they've changed it from the lunar calendar, put it on sort of the regular calendar. So it happens on the same day every year, like Halloween or Christmas or your birthday.
I think that's so much easier to remember.
It is kind of, yeah.
I can't read the phases of the moon and I can't calculate
Every
that.
Year when Chinese New Year comes around, I have to say, hey, when's Chinese New Year? Because it changes every year.
It's kind of confusing, too.
Mm-hmm. Hard to make your travel plans.
Definitely. Mm. All right, so let's continue reading our article. Brandon then says, what are some customs people follow during this holiday? Okay, so let's talk about some other customs. So customs is like, for example, when you slurp ramen in Japan, it means that you think that the ramen tastes really good.
Yeah. I try to tell my mom that in Canada. I'm just being polite, Mom. I'm showing you how good your food is. And she just says, don't eat so loud.
But in Japan, it's perfect.
Exactly.
It's their custom.
Yeah.
For example, in Taiwan, it's a custom, or a lot of Asian countries, it's a custom to take off your shoes if you go inside someone's home.
I have my shoes on, Tiffany.
Oh, it's okay. We're not at anyone's home.
Oh, good. I felt so bad all of a sudden.
Yeah. We usually, just remember, it's a custom in a lot of Asian places or a lot of Asian countries to take off your shoes when you enter someone's home.
Right. That's true. And we also have a lot of customs around holidays, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do you know any other customs during
holidays?
Well,
of course, Christmas. People give presents, right? Oh. Or they might put up a Christmas tree or eat special foods or things like that. That's a part of the Christmas holiday custom.
That's right. So let's take a look at our word power word. Custom is our word power word, and it's a noun, and it means a behavior or way of doing something in a society or a community. So all of the things that we just mentioned, it's a certain behavior or way of doing something. Okay, in the society, like in Asian society, a lot of Asian countries, or in a specific community. All right, so here is our sample sentence. A custom of Chinese New Year is giving red envelopes.
Right.
A custom of Chinese New Year is giving red envelopes.
That's a great custom. Everyone is excited to get a red envelope.
Until you get older and you don't receive red envelopes.
Oh, that's true. Then you have to give the red envelopes and you don't get very many.
Right.
Oh, man. It's so another way, it's reason it's good to be a kid, right?
Definitely.
Well, Patricia says, it tells us about one of the customs of Children's Day. She says families take a bath sprinkled with iris leaves. That's an interesting custom. So families will take a bath. That's to get into a lot of water, like you might in the bathroom, to wash yourself, okay? Not a shower. That's the one where you stand up and the water falls on your head. The bath is more like a big bowl or a small swimming pool. And you get in there and you wash yourself. But this bath is a little bit special. It says the bath is sprinkled with iris leaves. Okay, of course, when you hear the word leaves, you think of plants, trees, flowers, things like that. And an iris is a kind of flower. It's a kind of plant that has a beautiful flower that smells very nice. So I'm guessing that it has something to do with making yourself just smell really good.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, I have the same question that Brendan has.
Yeah.
What does that do?
Well, that's the same question I have. And Patricia tells him, and us, supposedly it gives you a healthy body and gets rid of evil spirits.
Wow.
Wow, my soap doesn't do that.
Mine doesn't either.
My soap just stops me from smelling really bad. It certainly doesn't give me a healthy body. Healthy is spelled H-E-A-L-T-H-Y. That's healthy. When we use healthy, we're talking about being in good shape, being strong, not being sick. If you're healthy, you probably exercise quite a lot, you probably eat really good food, and you will hardly ever go to see a doctor.
Right.
Because the opposite of healthy, of course, is sick. S-I-C-K. If you're sick, you feel bad, you're tired, you can't get out of bed, and you will definitely see a doctor. If you're healthy, you don't have any of those problems. Our example sentence, eating more fruits and vegetables is one way to be healthy. Eating more fruits and vegetables is one way to be healthy. So the iris leaves will keep you healthy. They make your body strong, and they also keep away evil spirits like ghosts and devils and things like that that will make you sick and give you lots of trouble in your life. So it sounds like the best bath you will take all year long.
Yeah, I think we should look for some iris leaves, and maybe we will get healthy bodies. And
yeah.
I think that's
makes me wonder,
nice.
Why don't people take a bath with iris leaves every day? Why just once a year? Maybe it's so strong you don't need to. You just do it once a year, that's enough.
Probably. All right, so next in the article, Brendan says, now I understand the importance of this holiday. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we see our word pair word, importance. I-M-P-O-R-T-A-N-C-E. Mm. It's a noun and it means the state of having great significance or value.
Or how important something is.
Right. So basically, the importance of this holiday mm-hmm. is just for kids to grow up to be healthy and to just celebrate them being healthy kids. Mm. All right, so here's our sample sentence. William Shakespeare's plays are of great importance to modern English. Mm-hmm. William Shakespeare's plays are of great importance to modern English.
He wrote some very important plays. You
yeah.
can still see them being acted today, and many popular movies are still
Romeo
based on Shakespeare's plays. That's right,
yeah.
Romeo and Juliet, great example. All right, Patricia says, yeah, it's a way to celebrate and appreciate life. Yeah, it's very true. To celebrate, of course, is to sort of have a party and say, woohoo, we're happy about something. To appreciate something is sort of to notice, to recognize, to really pay attention the good qualities of someone or something. So, for example, when you give someone a present on a birthday, you're showing that you appreciate that person. You wouldn't give a present to someone you hate or you don't like or you don't know because you don't really know that person, right? You give these nice gifts to people you appreciate to show, hey, you're really important to me and I want to do something nice for you. For example, I bought my mom flowers to show how much I appreciate her. I bought my mom flowers to show how much I appreciate her. I should also say, I bought my wife flowers to show how much I appreciate her. And I bought my co-host flowers to show how much I appreciate her. Well, I will.
Okay.
Okay.
I will too.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. So that's the end of our article.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see you next time. All right, so we learned here that Children's Day in Japan is a time to celebrate and appreciate the lives of many children.
That's right. I appreciate all the nice children of Japan. We also appreciate our students here who
yeah.
are watching the show, don't we? We appreciate each and every one of you. And so it's great to show people's appreciation. You can appreciate your mom and dad on Mother's mm-hmm. Day and Father's Day. And if you're lucky enough to be a kid, you'll have your day to have people appreciate you on Children's Day, either here in Taiwan or in Japan. But as we said yesterday, not in Canada or America.
Yeah, we didn't grow up with Children's Day.
No, we just had our parents appreciating us almost every day.
Well, we did have Christmas.
Which is pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Halloween.
Yeah, we
right?
get candy.
You get candy and your birthday.
Yeah,
and,
more presents.
And Valentine's Day, you might get people who love you showing how much they appreciate you. So there's lots of times for our friends and family and loved ones to show how much they appreciate each and every one of us. All right, guys, take care. Have a happy Children's Day, and we'll see you very, very soon in the near future.
Bye.
Sayonara. Japanese.
Sayonara, right.
Yeah.
Hello everyone, I'm Evita. 你们有认真听过捷运的广播内容吗？可是要注意听的哦，因为有一些宣导内容如果没有遵守的话，可是会罚钱的。尤其在捷运上最最不能做的事情就是饮食了。No food or drinks on the train. No food or drinks on the train. 车上禁止饮食。其实啊，我们在捷运上都有标语写着 No eating, drinking or smoking. 不能吃东西、喝东西或是抽烟。所以相信你们都有听过这段广播。您好，在车站及列车上，请勿吸烟、饮食、嚼食口香糖或槟榔。谢谢。Please do not eat, drink.Chew gum in the Taipei Metro system. Thank you. 如果违反的话，会有1500元以上7500元以下的罚锾。 不过我看过不知情的旅客进站的时候还嚼着口香糖，当时的站务人员只是叫他捐几张发票意思一下而已。而且台湾的捷运真的是非常的干净整洁，纽约地铁的地板都会有什么食物的包装纸啊，或是垃圾之类的，所以啊，我们更应该维护捷运的环境。要记得 No food or drinks on the train. No food or drinks on the train.
Fun day for children.
I'm all done. It turned out really nice.
I agree. Thanks for helping out.
So, when does Japan's Children's Day take place?
In the past, it depended on the lunar calendar. But now, it happens on May 5th every year.
What are some customs people follow during this holiday?
Families take a bath sprinkled with iris leaves.
What does that do?
Supposedly, it gives you a healthy body and gets rid of evil spirits.
Now I understand the importance of this holiday.
Yeah, it's a way to celebrate and appreciate life.
Custom. Custom. A custom of Chinese New Year is giving red envelopes. A custom of Chinese New Year is giving red envelopes. Healthy.Healthy. Eating more fruits and vegetables is one way to be healthy. Eating more fruits and vegetables is one way to be healthy. Importance. Importance. William Shakespeare's plays are of great importance to modern English.William Shakespeare's plays are of great importance to modern English. Appreciate. Appreciate. Appreciate, appreciated, appreciated. I bought my mom flowers to show how much I appreciate her. I bought my mom flowers to show how much I appreciate her.